Not much mozzarella cheese here right now. We'll have to send you to Gordy's for that. But Mabel Louise is here, and her message for today will have, I don't think there will be anything cheesy about it. So,
thank you.
It should be pretty straightforward and direct and applicable and so forth.
It's the word of God. And that's what
indeed
counts. Yes. Good. Well, it's good to be with you. Good morning. And you know what? Of course, it's cloudy here. And guess what? Don't forget to smile, because you can be the sunshine and make somebody's day. Say, by now, you will have received your June copy of the update. Pat has a wonderful article there for our 45th anniversary. And Carol continued on with the history. And by the way, take note of the financial update. Yes, we're in the summer slump. Already, you can see that even in May, we were short around $4,000. So anything you can do would be just wonderful. And thank you for how faithful you've been all through the years. Well, you know what? I've been on a series entitled In Search of Peace. And under that topic, I've had lots of broadcasts. I'm sure if you're a regular listener, you're going to say, when is the end, Mabel Louise? We understand you're trying to teach us how to have peace. That's right. And don't we need it today? Well, today is the last broadcast of the series, and it's entitled God's Way is the Best Way. And on my last broadcast, I brought you the story of Jonah, who, by the way, chose his own way and forgot God's way. And now today, I want to talk to you from the life of Moses. Do you recall the beautiful story of baby Moses, how his mom put him in a basket coated with pitch and put him into the Nile River because Pharaoh had charged that every son that was born that was 2 years old and under were to be cast into the river and die. Well, Jochebed, the mother of Moses, was determined, because her baby was so beautiful, to save her child the best that she could. Instead of throwing the baby into the Nile River like everybody else had done, she made that basket and put the baby in it, pushed him inside among the bushes, and it was there that Pharaoh's daughter found the baby. And when she opened the basket lid, there was a lid on it, and when she opened it up, Moses cried. And she felt so sorry for the baby that she asked that Pharaoh's servants would fetch the little basket and the baby for her. And there was Moses' sister watching about the baby, what would happen. And she asked Pharaoh's daughter if she could go and get a nurse from the Hebrew women. And she said, yes, go. So Miriam, Moses' sister, ran quickly to her mother, and they took the baby home and kept the baby until he was weaned. Beautiful, beautiful story. And that leads me up to the scriptures where Pharaoh's daughter took the child when he was because he was growing. And she brought him into the palace, and he became Pharaoh's grandson, really. She called his name Moses because she drew him out of the water. And now here is the few verses that ties in to my topic of it's best to go God's way than your own way. So listen to verses 11, 12, 13, and 14. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens. Remember, they were making bricks out of straw and clay. And he spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew. And it says one of his brethren. So he was well trained by his mother in the things of the Lord and the story of the Israelites. So Moses looked the other way, and that way he looked all around to see if anybody was watching. And when he saw that there was no man, he slew or killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews were fighting together. And he said to him that did the wrong, "Wherefore smitest thou thy fellow?" And he said, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Are you intending to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" And Moses was fearful and said, "Surely this thing is known." And when Pharaoh heard about it, he sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh, and he dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. Well, you remember the story how he watered the shepherd girl's sheep. And he went home with them and married one of their daughters. Well, Moses' focus on the event and not on the big picture. In other words, he didn't wait for God's leading. He was quick to judge and quick to act. And he left the palace, as I just read, and mingled among the Hebrew people. And of course, he observed the slavery and the torture and the problems. So he just took over. He didn't bother to pray and ask the Lord what he should do. He followed his own reasoning. And he was very foolish, and he didn't use wise judgment from the Lord. I guess you would have to say that Moses acted on the impulse, and he didn't ask the question, "What should I do, Lord?" How many times have you, and of course me, have failed to ask the Lord? We've acted first, and then ask the Lord afterwards. And many times, in fact, most of the time, we are acting much, much too foolishly. Well, Moses, I guess you could boil it down to say that he acted on his own strength and not on God's strength. In fact, he acted in a spirit of anger. Oh, my goodness. We always fail when we do that, don't we? He failed to consider that somebody might be watching. Of course, the Lord was watching all the time. He didn't ask himself, "If I kill this man, what will happen if someone sees me?" Moses wanted it done at the moment, and he failed to think about the consequences. He failed to ask the Lord for his leading and what steps to take. He needed to get the big picture from God. It's most interesting, isn't it, that after Moses killed the man and was confronted by the other one watching, he realized that he had to get out of the territory. And he went back to the back side of the desert. And, of course, there he had time to think about what he had done. Yes, he acted on the impulse, and now there was nothing he could do about it. Anger never, never, never wins. If only he had waited on the Lord. It took 40 years to strip Moses of the trappings of the palace. And his failure to wait on the Lord. And now we see God's way is the best way. God truly needed to be in charge. God needs to be the hero and not you and me and Moses. So all we need to do is stick to God's direction. Ask the Holy Spirit what you should do. And in the meantime, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Well, I'm out of time, so I'm going to turn it back over to Pat. It's been good to be with you. God bless you and goodbye.